Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Just about once a year, like the leaves falling in autumn or the daffodils coming up in April, there is yet another discussion of how best to translate Vladimir Putin's assessment of the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Or, to be more exact, someone, never a translator, insists that it has been mistranslated and, in the process, President Putin's character and worldview have been maligned. If you've forgotten, this was said in April 2005 at Putin's address to the Federation Council. Прежде всего, следует признать, что крушение Советского Союза было крупнейшей геополитической катастрофой века, which is literally, above all, it must be recognized that the fall of the Soviet Union was biggest geopolitical catastrophe of the century. As you see, or as you hear, I haven't put the article in before the word biggest, and that's one of the two difficulties when translating the sentence. Russian doesn't require the speaker to differentiate between the indefinite a or the definite the, although a speaker can make that distinction if he or she wants to, for example, by using то, that, or это, this. But English does require it, so you have to make a choice. Is it one of many big geopolitical catastrophes or the biggest one? Since I just love grammar, I look at the grammatical construction of the entire sentence. In Russian, like in English, adjectives have three forms: the base form, like крупный, big; the comparative form, крупнее, bigger; and the superlative form, which can be made by adding the word самый, самый крупный, the most big, or by changing the base form to крупнейший, the biggest. Here's the second difficulty. While words like самый and наиболее, the most, indicate the one and only most something or other, like the most handsome, words formed with aish or aish in the middle are defined like this in, well, grammar speak. Предмет, набор предметов, обладает неким признаком в большой степени, чем остальные предметы той же группы. An object or selection of objects that have some quality to a greater degree than all the other objects in the group. In other words, you can have one biggest or several biggests. Here are many. В последнее десятилетие группа 10 крупнейших производителей алюминия была весьма устойчивой. Over the past decade, the group of the 10 largest producers of aluminum has not changed. Here is one biggest. Это было грандиозной сделкой, целью которой было создание крупнейшей в России и четвертой в мире нефтяной корпорации.
It was a grand deal, which had the goal of creating the biggest oil corporation in Russia and the fourth biggest in the world. Adjectives formed this way can be used in hyperbole. When your teacher says, Ты совершила грубейшую ошибку. You didn't make the worst mistake in the history of mankind. You made a really terrible mistake. Because of this ambiguity, крупнейший is often used in hype. A company will write, Промпешмаш является крупнейшим производителем штуковин в России. So is that Промпешмаш is the biggest producer of widgets in Russia? Or Промпешмаш is a major producer of widgets in Russia. How do you know? Well, if you have the time, and let's just take a pause here so that all the translators reading this can have a good laugh, you do a reality check. You Google российские производители штуковин, Russian widget manufacturers, and eventually discover that there are at least 5 manufacturers that are even bigger. So you happily write a major, very proud of yourself for your conscientious ingenuity. So back we come to Mr. Putin and his major or greatest geopolitical catastrophe. On the one hand, he didn't say самый, the most, but on the other hand, neither did he use the phrase одна из, one of the. So we do a reality check. Has Vladimir Putin ever cited any other geopolitical catastrophes of the 20th century? Well, need some more time? Keep looking. Anything? I never found any other citation of geopolitical catastrophe. The only other evidence we do have in this is what Mr. Putin told Oliver Stone in a 2017 interview. Я часто слышал критику в свой адрес по поводу того, что я сожалею по поводу развала Советского Союза. Во-первых, самое главное заключается в том, что после развала Советского Союза 20 миллионов русских людей в одну ночь оказались за границей, и это реально одна из крупнейших катастроф 20 века.
I often hear criticism addressed to me over the fact that I regret the dissolution of the Soviet Union. In the first place, the main thing is that after the breakup of the Soviet Union, 25 million Russian people found themselves living abroad overnight, and that is really one of the major catastrophes of the 20th century. But the problem with this is twofold. First, he's clarifying after years of criticism when one might want to cast one's words in a different light, and he only speaks of catastrophes in general, not geopolitical ones. Finally, the other reality check, is to ask native Russian speakers. What a concept. Almost everyone I've asked find the question odd, since the context to them is absolutely clear. In fact, many people remember the quote as «самая крупная геополитическая катастрофа», the biggest geopolitical catastrophe. So how would I translate it? I don't see any evidence, grammatical or otherwise, that makes this wrong. The breakup of the Soviet Union was the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century. But if I were being really incredibly, utterly nitpicky, I might translate it this way. In the last century, the breakup of the Soviet Union was an utterly egregious geopolitical catastrophe. But it really doesn't matter. You know, after I published the text of this last week, it became the subject of a tweet storm. No, that's an exaggeration. A tweet squall? A tweet shower? A passing tweet cloud or two? Well, in any case, it was a much bigger flurry of comments and accusations than my columns usually receive. Grammar is rarely controversial, I find. And while some of the comments were thoughtful, there were a few of those, alas, typical demeaning comments that mostly, but not only, women writers get, like calling me a stenographer or honey. Oh, I am not that person's honey. But even after I cheerfully blocked the obvious jerks, there were a lot of very aggressive tweets. The job of the translator is to tell people what someone said. You all can interpret what the person said as you choose. But in my experience, it's wise to pay close attention to what a person says, especially if that person is a head of state, and very especially if that person is as thoughtful a speaker as Vladimir Putin. I've been studying his speeches and comments and press conferences for just about his entire presidency, and he doesn't go off topic or misspeak, just about ever. But words are words and open to interpretation. Have at it. In the end, though, actions will always speak louder than words. That's it for this week. See you next week. Пока, до следующей недели.